This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The UN nuclear chief warns that Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which is located in Ukraine, is in very poor condition. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In an interview with the Associated Press, the International Atomic Energy Agency's Rafael Grossi calls for Russia and Ukraine.
Respected, citing shelling after the beginning of the war when it was taken over by Russia on February 24, and he's critical of the continuing information from Ukraine and Russia accusing each other of attacks at the plant. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Negotiators from the United States and the European Union arrived in Vienna on Thursday to discuss with Iran the possibility of restoring the 2015 nuclear deal that restricted Tehran's nuclear abilities. These talks come directly after Iran announced earlier this week its new capability to create a nuclear weapon. Iran has refused to speak with the United States, so there's been no direct contact between the two countries. Iran and the United States will speak back and forth through a mediator. The 2015 nuclear deal was used to create boundaries on Iran's nuclear abilities in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. In 2018, then U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the deal and forced even stronger sanctions on Iran. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived in Japan on Thursday, more than a day after she left Taiwan, but her visit to that self-ruled island continues to reverberate. In response to Pelosi's stop, China deployed scores of planes and other warships in the Taiwan Strait Thursday and fired live missiles near Taiwan in its biggest ever military exercises in the area. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry said China's military fired ballistic missiles into the waters near Taiwan's eastern, southern, and northern coasts in a series of volleys Thursday afternoon, Taiwan time. China's military confirmed multiple firings of conventional missiles in waters off Taiwan as part of exercises it says will run through midday on Sunday. A Russian judge Thursday convicted and sentenced U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner in her drug trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the report.
Griner had told the court she made an honest mistake in having cannabis oil at Moscow's airport.
I've never meant to break any laws here.
And she showed little emotion as the judge sentenced her to 9 years in prison.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
U.S. Embassy official Elizabeth Rood says the Biden administration will keep working to free Griner. President Biden calls the outcome unacceptable and urges Russia to immediately release Griner after a politically charged trial, which could lead to a prisoner exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As she was led from the courtroom in handcuffs, Griner looked into a news camera and said, "I love my family." Citing an unnamed official close to the case, the Associated Press is reporting former Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vazquez has been arrested Thursday on corruption charges. The official, who is not authorized to talk about the case, said two other unidentified people were arrested along with the former governor. It marks the first time that a former leader of the Caribbean island and U.S. territory has faced federal charges. A spokesman for Vazquez offered no comment on the report. In mid-May, Vazquez's attorney told reporters that he and his client were preparing for possible charges against her, but the former governor at the time denied any wrongdoing. And the U.S. Senate has approved Sweden and Finland's accession into the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. That took place on Wednesday, a vote of 95-1. It sends a strong bipartisan message of support for expanding the Western alliance against Russia. And our top story this hour, the U.N. nuclear chief has warned that Europe's largest nuclear power plant located in Ukraine is in poor condition. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.